Well, I never have been familiar with that unless it'd be a bog or seepage.
Okay. What would you have to do to that sort of place to get the water off of there?
You have to drain it.
Okay. What would you dig to drain that water off of there?
Ditch.
Okay. Is there any difference between a ditch and a canal?
Well, yes. I mean, and maybe no. A ditch is anything that you drain off of small, you know, it can be little or just maybe a little 3 or 4 inch trench. You can call that a ditch if you want to, or 12 inch, something like that. But a canal is a rather huge thing, like to carry off a tremendous amount of water.
Okay.
You know, in Florida, they have this big canal. I forgot. I think it used to start out as a river.
Mm-hmm.
But they made a canal out of it, and it's cemented bottom and each side.
Uh-huh.
And it carries a tremendous amount of water, clear down, miles and miles through Florida, down the coast, the Atlantic side.
What all different kinds of soil do y'all have around here?
This side of the Brazos, we have black land. Mm-hmm. It's a black land called, it's a lime soil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
East of the river is sand. Mm-hmm. East of the Brazos is sandy. It's just sand's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
You call it sandy. It's not really, I wouldn't call it sandy loam.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, some of it's hard, cementy like sand. When it gets hard, when it gets dry, it's just like cement, and some of it's nice, mellow sand.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's it. There's about two kinds of soil, that's all. But it's not an acid soil. It's, what's opposite of acid? that's what it is.
That. Whatever it is, that's what it is.
It's lime soil, anyway. It's a lime-based soil.
Uh-huh. We've got that old black land, real, real heavy black land stuff up where I live. And I've got that stuff in my backyard, you know,
Heavy clay.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Clitchy or something. I don't know what it is now. I can't think.
Well, the people around Dallas that I've heard talk about call it gumbo.
Gumbo. I don't know. I don't believe we have so much of that real gumbo here.
Uh-huh.
But it does get, it gets pretty sticky, some of it does. Now, my soil don't. I don't have any soil. Mine just, you can imagine it's soil, but it's almost nothing. It's pretty close to the rock. It's awfully
is that
bad.
Right?
It's awfully bad.
Uh-huh. That's pretty bad.
It's not good, not very good soil.
Mm-hmm.
In some places it's that way, and some is deep, rich black land.
Yeah.
Just grows things to perfection.
Yeah. Well, that soil that we have, it'll grow stuff if you can just get seeds in there, but it's so hard. You know, and it just bakes dry. I've got big cracks in my backyard now because
we have some of that here too. Now my yard's cracked, but it don't have those huge cracks like some of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of it cracks. That's that heavy clay soil that cracks so badly.
Ours is so bad, it'll break your foundation if you've got a cement foundation. Or it'll twist the house, you know, if you've got a, whatever the other kind of foundation is.
Well, my front door, a lot of times when it's real dry, the soil shrinks, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And then my front door won't close.
Uh-huh.
And then when it rains and that soil fills up again, that door will close again. So that's the kind
crazy.
Of soil we have. But it's not as bad as it is up here at Mark. That's heavy black land up there.
Yeah.
And I have had a friend who said that sometimes that her whole house would be one way, and then when it rained maybe a few days, it'd be the other way. That, you know.
It leans?
Yeah, her doors wouldn't shut.
Crazy.
And they have a terrible time up there with their foundations.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.